Hello, it's Bella, and welcome to Bella's Ballroom. We are an anchor podcast, and I'm happy to be here with you. If you've been listening the past year and a half or so that we've been doing the show, you know, we had a Music for a Pandemic series. That's when we were kind of locked away, hidden away. And now, no pun intended, we're out. I'm not out because I'm straight, but I have a lot of friends who are out, and it is Pride Month. Yes, it's the middle of June, and this is Music for Pride. We're going to give you your playlist for the rest of the month. Got some great songs coming up for you, including a dear friend of mine. And want you to be happy. Be proud no matter who you are. Enjoy life. My best friend in the world was gay, and I miss him dearly. He's been gone a couple years now, and he was a great human being. And love is great. Be kind. Be yourself. Be happy. Be happy. There's a sentiment in yoga that happiness is not a moment. It's a way of life. And I think by being yourself, you are living that. You're living that. And I congratulate all my friends and fans in the LGBTQ community on Pride Month. And I know you have your Pride babies all year long. You know why? Well, Lady Gaga's going to tell you why. She says, you were born this way.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby.
Love is down.
That was Lady Gaga with Born This Way. This past weekend, a lot of pride celebrations around the country all month long, as we know. There's a horrible anniversary, 6 years since the shooting in Orlando at Pulse nightclub. 50 people were killed just because they were out enjoying their lives. People's mothers were killed. It was, it was known as a gay club, but everybody went there. People took their parents. It was salsa night. They had a show till midnight, and they were dancing. And 10 minutes before they closed, somebody walked in and decided it was his job to end the lives of happy people. Sick, sick, evil individual. I want to take a minute to say rest in peace. You're remembered. And honey, dance on. Dance on in heaven. God bless you all. God bless you all. You know, we've all went through things in our life, but the gay and LGBTQ community and beyond, I should say, has really had a lot of struggle through the years. It's been illegal in a lot of countries. It was illegal in England for a long, long time. Some horrible atrocities happened, and there's still atrocities happening in certain countries. And, if nobody's bothering you, why does it bother you so bad what they're doing? You know, I've just never really understood all that. Back in 78, there was I believe it's Tom Richardson Band. I'll double check that for you. They had a song out talking about such atrocities. And the song, and I'm going to play it for you right now, is called Glad to Be Gay.
British police are the best in the world. I don't believe one of these stories I've heard about them raiding gay bars for no reason at all. Lining the customers up by the wall. Picking out people. Knocking them down, resisting arrest as they're kicked on the ground. Searching their houses and calling them queer. I don't believe that sort of thing happens here. You don't have to be gay to sing on this chorus, but it helps. Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Being a lesbian's wonderful fun. You ain't fit to mother a daughter or son. There's no news in gay news, our last magazine. But they still find excuses to call it obscene. Read how disgusting we are in the press. The Evening News and the Sunday Express. Molesters of children, corruptors of youth. It's there in the paper, it must be the truth. So try and sing. To be gay, sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Have you heard the story about Peter Wells, who one day got arrested and dragged to the cells for being in love with a guy of 18? The vicar found out they'd been having a scene. The magistrate sent him for trial by the Crown. He even appealed, but they still sent him down. He was only mistreated a couple of years. 'Cause even in prison they look after the queers. Better believe it. Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way.
can't sit back and watch as they close down our clubs. Arrest us for meeting and raid all our pubs. Make sure your boyfriend's at least 21. And if you're a lesbian, don't be a mum. Lie to your workmates, lie to your folks. Put down the queens and tell anti-queer jokes. Gay lib's ridiculous, join their laughter. The buggers are legal now, what more are they after? Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. One more time. Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy this way.
That was Tom Robinson, not Richardson, Tom Robinson. He was as far as I know, still a great queer activist in the UK. And it's shocking the things that happen around the world against people just because they love somebody. It just, like I said, doesn't make any sense to me. Not one damn bit of sense. I had one incident where I was with a friend of mine who was a member of the LGBTQ and beyond community. And it was in Rome, Italy. And somebody was extremely rude to them. And they were too nice to put this person in their place. But guess what? I'm not that nice. I was not nice enough, let's say. I told this asshole off, rightfully so. We're going to be right back in a little bit with a very proud member of the LGBTQ and beyond community, also a dear friend of mine, Miss Pepper Mache, and we'll be playing the theme song from Queer as Folk. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bella's Ballroom. We're an anchor podcast. You can find us wherever great podcasts are found, including Spotify, Anchor's new daddy. Welcome back. It's Bella's Ballroom. Did I mention real quick we're an Anchor podcast, and you can find us on Spotify, Google Plays, wherever fine podcasts are found. And now, my friends, it is time to hear the theme song from Queer as Folk, my dear friend Pepper Mache. This is Dive into the Pool. Happy Pride.
tonight. You see, baby, the vibe is right and the feeling's right. And we're all just one big happy family here tonight. So I want to see each and every one of you dive in the pool with me tonight. Come on. Are you ready? Come on. Come on, boys. I want to see it. Are you ready? Are you ready? Come on. I want to hear it. Let's get something back.
That was the theme from Queer as Folk, Barry Harris featuring the one and only diva herself, Pepper Maché, Dive Into the Pool. Love that song. Love anything she does, actually. She's got a great voice. Just sitting here thinking about my best friend, I think I mentioned him earlier, who was gay, that I met when I first moved out here. I was 21. And I think one of the reasons I liked L.A. and still like L.A. is you can be yourself, you know. I came out here, I grew up in D.C. and then lived in North Carolina with my parents. And so I had some exposure to the world, let's say, more than a lot of my friends. And I love when I came out here, all of a sudden I had friends from 10 different countries. I had gay, straight, bi, whatever. As long as they were good people. It didn't bother me. We had so much fun together. And, working and dancing and playing. And, we were free. We were free. There was a lot of love, a lot of love. I hate to say it. And a lot of our country right now, we're going backwards. We're in reverse. We need to change gears. Change gears. Get it going the right way. But, yes, we're free. I'm free. You're free. On that note, here's one of my favorite songs ever.
Time.
That was the one, the only, Sylvester, You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. And that was from, I want to say 82 or 84, one of those. He was such a great artist, really. A bit ahead of his time. His songs were fabulous and appealed to everyone. I think the plague, the first plague, AIDS, first in our lifetime anyway, AIDS, took him in 1988. And my friend I was telling you about, the same thing, in 1991. So, still missing. And that's Sylvester, again, with You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. Love, 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 love that song. It makes me shake my groove thing, y'all. It really does. I'm sitting here like ready to make noise and just sing along. I'm like, oh, I got to sit here and be still. If you know me, you know that's extremely hard. Coming up next is a song from moi. Yes, something I wrote about 20 years ago. And it's entitled Believe in Happiness.
Tripping down the boulevard of shattered stars, some have made it, some are far. No matter who you are, remember this, you must believe in happiness.
You gotta believe. You gotta believe in happiness. Won't even think it when you want to let it all go.
Yes, please do. Believe in happiness. We have to. I know the world has been through a lot, is going through a lot, and the LGBTQ community and beyond, you must feel like you're fighting the same battle over and over. It's going to get better. It just has to. We got to put the positivity out there. I will always be your ally. I will always be on your side. Please remember that. There is an artist I found during the pandemic that I just adored. She was at the Greek Theater a couple weeks ago. Fantastic. Her name is LP. I say her, but I believe she identifies as non-binary, so forgive me if I'm wrong, but this artist is freaking awesome. So coming up next, I'm going to play a song from LP. LP, the one that you love. LP with the one that you love, and she has so much great music. She's been around a minute, actually. She's just getting real popular here stateside, but she's extremely popular in Europe. That song is from 2020. Like I said, she just played the Greek. It was very cold, but she was fantastic. It was very cold for Los Angeles. It was like 60 degrees. I know some of you are going, oh, please. Yeah, she's fantastic. Fantastic. I say she because she always has girls in her videos. She has a girlfriend, so I think she's a lesbian. She might be, but I don't know what. I don't care. That's it. That's the point. I like her. She's a great artist. Why the hell does it matter what anybody else is doing? You know? Some people, they really just are hateful, evil, need to get a life. As I said before, I don't understand it. So I'm so happy that gay pride is back across the planet. And so happy that it's back here in Los Angeles two times, actually. We had WeHo and we had Hollywood this past weekend. My best friend in the world was gay. I'm straight. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It's all these labels and putting, I don't know how you say it, labels and putting, you know, assumptions with it, and it's just ridiculous. Let's just all be good humans. I had to go back to Charlotte a couple years ago, North Carolina, to give away an award for Best Heavy Metal Video. And I got up there and I said, hello. I'm Bella, and I'm from planet Earth. My religion is love, and my race is human. That's it. One race, the human race, and all humans deserve equality. They deserve human rights. Oh, I could go on and on, but I'm sure a lot of us could. But it's been fun having you with me today, and I hope you're enjoying this and you're celebrating no matter who you are. And I hope you believe in happiness. Take care of yourself. We are an Anchor podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Google Plays, and beyond, wherever fine podcasts are found. And I just want to say thanks. Thanks for listening to me. Enjoying the music, hopefully, and I'm sure you have. And just thank you. Thank you for being you, okay? I want to leave you. I'm going to say goodbye, and I'm going to leave you with a very iconic song, one that I think has to be included in any Gay Pride playlist. And it's, 40, 50 years old, and it still holds up. It holds up pretty good. And, of course, it is the Village People from 1978 with YMCA. God bless. Take care.